The 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow are fast approaching, and in recent weeks we've been catching up with some of the athletes and teams heading across the water to take on the event from the 23rd of July to the 2nd of August. In this episode of the Manx Radio Sportscast, the focus is on a sport the Isle of Man is renowned throughout the world for, cycling. Two riders, Matthew Bostock and Ben Swift, will don the Manx jersey in track cycling in the Scottish city this year. What's more, Bostock comes into the Games in a rich vein of form on the roads, while Swift is a former World Scratch Race champion and still a regular on the Men's World Tour. To find out more, I've been speaking to Bostock and Swift, as well as Isle of Man cycling team manager Rob Holden, on their ambitions for Glasgow. Matthew Bostock joins us, and he's going to be one of two Isle of Man athletes represented in track cycling, along with Ben Swift. So, Matthew, of course, you know, you've had some success on the track this year, and of course you've got your exploits on the roads as well. 4 years have passed since Birmingham, since the last Games. How much are you looking forward to pulling back on the Isle of Man jersey in Glasgow?
No, I really can't wait. Obviously the last Games didn't go to plan for me. I had a really tough time with the crash that was well documented, but I've obviously not been counting down the days, but it does feel like I've been weighing and weighing for this opportunity, and hopefully I can turn things around this time.
That was 4 years ago. That's long behind you now. You've had, you know, so much has gone on since then on both the road and the track as well. But from the Isle of Man side of things, you and Ben Swift are going to be there, of course, without having to put any ultimatums out there. How confident are you in both of your abilities, really, to put in some strong showings in Glasgow?
No, I think, yeah, obviously you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but I think with the two of us, we've got a really, really good chance of at least a couple medals, hopefully some gold ones. But I think between us, we've got three British titles this year out of four. So obviously Britain's one of the stronger nations normally at the Games, in terms of obviously England, Scotland, Wales. So I think if you say on paper that we're the best in Britain, then that obviously gives us a really good chance.
Absolutely, as you referenced there, British titles, and of course separately on the roads as well. You've enjoyed success in recent crit races and earlier in the season as well. You mentioned previously as well that you feel like you may be in a bit of a sweet spot with some of your form at the moment. You know, how important is that to you going into something like the Games in Glasgow?
Yeah, it's really important. I think mostly just the confidence I normally find in this spell when I start to get success in the crits and around July, June time, the confidence obviously breeds more success, and it puts you in a good place to not be worrying about, extra training or whether you need to do more or less. You just kind of, you take confidence from where you're at, and you know that the form's good, and you can really relax a bit and go into it knowing that you've got the chance to do well. So I think it's set myself up for, a really good Games.
Just two more questions. When it comes to the track itself and the disciplines that you'll be competing in, where do you feel right now, at the very least, as we're speaking, where you might be strongest?
It's hard to say. I think the individual pursuits, very much obviously individual, but you know where you're going to get before you go in. So in the next few weeks, I'll have a really good idea of where I'm at. And if it's close to the 4 minute mark, then I know that a medal is almost, it's obviously not guaranteed, but I'll be in a really good chance for a medal. So I think between the individual pursuit and the points race, they're my strongest events. And I'm really hoping that it's going to be the case that the individual pursuit goes well, because that's the first event I'll do. And hopefully, get a medal and take the weight off the shoulders.
Just one last question. It's a two-pronged question, really. And we're not putting any ultimatums on this, of course. Like you say, there's such a good competition out there. You certainly can't count your chickens, can you? But in terms of, you know, if you were to get a good result, perhaps even a medal in Glasgow, what would it mean, not just to you personally, but what do you think it would mean to the Isle of Man if you were to get a result like that?
I don't think I can really put it into words. It's kind of overwhelming to think about how it would feel or response if I was to win a medal. So I think I'll park that for now and hopefully deal with it if it comes, when it comes. But I've grown up watching cycling and it's kind of been my whole life, but my very first memory is watching Cav win the scratch race all them years ago. So it's something that's kind of etched in my brain as almost my first goal or first thing that I thought maybe was possible as someone from the Isle of Man at the highest level, really. So it would just be incredible.
Ben, first of all, of course, it's been a while since we last caught up with you. How have you been over the last couple of years, and how have things gone generally?
Time flies, doesn't it? Can't believe it's quite 4 years ago, but there we are. Everything's been going good, to be honest. I think I've been pretty consistent. Had a couple of big injuries, broke my scapula last year, so I missed the tour in the end. And then I actually broke my pelvis earlier this year, which put a bit of a damper down on the preparation for the Commonwealth Games. But I've seemed to have made a pretty quick recovery. I've raced, done a couple of races now as well with the team and had a little break again. So preparation is, at the minute, as good as possible. So yeah, still got a few more weeks left.
Absolutely. And of course, as many people will know, anyone who follows cycling, really, just how busy you are throughout the year, of course, with the exception of some time spent away with injuries. But, you know, I suppose your kind of team, domestic, international commitments to one side next month for just a brief time because you're representing the Isle of Man at the Commonwealth Games once again. So how does it feel to be pulling on the Isle of Man jersey again this summer?
No, it's fantastic. You know, when this idea came about getting back on the track, I kind of spoke with the team already with the idea of getting back on the track. And then I was just talking with Bocchi quite a bit. And obviously he's had a really big focus on that track. So I think I've done as much work as possible, fitting it in with the road commitments, because actually, I think the track is where I grew up and it's where I got most of my early success. And I think it's so valuable for the road side of stuff. So it's actually been a bit of a blessing in disguise doing the preparation, getting back on the track, getting that leg speed into the old legs again. And it's been great. And I think with myself and Bocchi, we've only obviously got two riders. Some nations will have three, but I think Bocchi's shown that he's in great, great form. He's had this earmarked for a long, long time, and obviously I want to race the best races that I possibly can, but I'm also there to support Bocchi, because I think he's in a very, very good chance of getting some good results. So if it doesn't work out for me, I'll be giving it everything for Bocchi.
Yeah, and the fact is, well, obviously people will know a lot about your work on the roads, for example. You're still out there with Ineos pretty regularly, but again, come back to the track, like you say, you know, you've already done bits and bobs this year, and of course you're a former World Scratch Race champion as well. So does it almost feel a little bit like you're, to coin a phrase a little bit, putting back on an old pair of slippers for a track event like this at the Commonwealth?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's almost felt full circle. You know, track was a big part of my career when I was starting out, and obviously I'm at the end of my career now, and back on the track, it's been pretty nice, to be honest. Like, reminiscing about what I used to do on the track and how I used to race, and I think it's so valuable, like I said before, for the road racing. But the track now it's so different to how it used to be, where the gears are so much bigger, the aerodynamics is so important, and the speeds are just generally higher. But with that, it actually is better for me now. I don't need to do as much work on the track because the gears are so much bigger. You can use the strength that you have off the road. So it actually works a lot better getting back on the track now. And I've been enjoying it. I've been really enjoying it, actually. I've done a fair few races, won the Omnium National Championships, which was a bit of a surprise. Nice to get that win again back in, when was it now? December. So yeah, I wanted to do a couple of track races, but obviously when I had this pelvis fracture, I had to change plans a little bit, and it's just been focusing on trying to get fit as possible for the games now.
Not just yourself, but of course Matt Bostock as well. You've both claimed national titles so far on the track this season as well. So going into this for both of you, not individually and collectively, just how confident are you both that you can put in some strong performances coming up against some of the best in the world?
No, definitely. I think we can be really confident. I know Bocchi is a fantastic track rider, and he's been going really, really well on the crits. So his form is coming up nicely now, perfect timing really. And I think he's going to do the IP, whereas I'll just focus on the bunch races. So I definitely think we can be challenging for good results.
And just on that, just two more questions. So going into it, I'm not going to put words in your mouth as to what you want to achieve. I just want to kind of hear it from your side of things. What do you think you personally would class as a successful games?
I think being in the thick end of the race, challenging for that medals. I think realistically, there's a lot of top riders there as well, but at the end of the day, we're there to race with the best, and we'll be going for the win, that's for sure. We're not there just to make up numbers, so we're going to be challenging for the win and trying to get the best result possible. We're not just there for the experience and the jersey. We want to get the best result, and I generally think we can come away with some medals, hopefully.
Of course, and just finally on that point as well, you know, you two, part of this ongoing legacy the Isle of Man has in cycling, both on the track and on the road as well. So the Isle of Man has a stellar reputation in the sport, let's be honest, over a long number of years now, both on the track and on the road. If either or both of you were able to come away with something like a medal, you know, just how proud would that make you, and I suppose Matthew as well, that you're able to add to the legacy. Again, not putting any undue pressure on either of you.
No, exactly. I think the Isle of Man community is so strong and so close, and to achieve a medal like this, it'd be definitely one of your career highlights. And to know that you're continuing that legacy, the success that they've had on the track, they've obviously won events, won medals. So yeah, it's just nice to have the opportunity to try and continue that, and we'll be doing our best.
Rob, obviously it's been a long time coming, a few years leading up to this Commonwealth Games, and it's all looking a little bit different. But generally, to start with, how have the preparations from the cycling side of things been so far?
Yeah, I've got to be honest, it's been, because it is so different, like you've touched on. So for anyone who doesn't know, the Games was originally supposed to be in Victoria in Australia. They reneged on their agreement, and Glasgow took it on, albeit with a much reduced programme. So for cycling, that means there's no road programme. We've only got the track programme at the velodrome. So that limits us in the number of athletes that that were available for selection and to go there. So as you say, Matthew Bostock and Ben Swift are available athletes. And for them, me personally, I'm not a coach. I'm more of the manager. So I'm more of a facilitator for our two athletes, and the fortunate position that I'm in is that they're highly experienced athletes that know how to prepare, know the process. So really, I'm just here to sort of facilitate what's going to enable them best to be in the best position to perform on the day. So we have been talking about it for about 18 months, having known that the program and the games format has changed. But I don't honestly feel like I've had a great deal to do. Although, probably looking back, there's always stuff to do. But it's a small team. We've also engaged Rob Hales, who is a former Great Britain Olympian, world champion on the track. He actually won the world. He was involved with Mark Cavendish's first world championship in the Madison as part of the team there. So Rob, I after speaking to Bocky, Matt Bostock and Swifty, I felt that we needed some track experience in the management team, and that's how we ended up with Rob, who's extremely experienced and sort of probably more helped me than anything else in terms of the track environment, and again facilitating and helping Bocky and Swifty, with the process on the track.
And just on that point, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, the fact that you can almost be a bit hands-off in a lot of areas as well to experienced competitors who know the system back to front as well. So has that been ideal, do you think, for all of you, given your respective lives and different things that you have to do, that you can all sort of take the reins where needs be?
A little bit. I mean, like I say, they get on with the job. All we need to know is the format of the race program, what is and isn't possible in the timescales of the program. So for example, they've got four events over. Bocky potentially has got four events over 3 days. So there might be some decisions to make around that in terms of whether he forsakes one of the events to go better in the other events, but that's detail we can look at nearer the time. They know the programme, they know the timescales, they know, as most sort of elite performers do, is they always work back from the event from a long way out, so as soon as we know the race programme and the timings, which we do now, it's their process. My job is, technical meetings, getting them to the right place at the right time, when do they need to eat, this sort of detail that kind of gets away. And again, we're fortunate in terms of the overall Games team are quite experienced now and know how it all works, Erica Bellhouse is the chef de mission, Graham Hatcher is there in support, they completely understand all the physios and sports therapists involved, familiar with how cycling events work and the athletes work. Most of them worked in Birmingham, so it's a real sort of, I feel you know, I'm confident in the team that's going there, not just the athletes, but the support team. And I think the athletes should be confident in the support team as well. So I don't unduly worry about a lot of stuff you can't actually deal with until you actually get to the games, which is the difficult thing about this games, is it is so different from previous games in terms of how it all works. So there's no sort of, because there's cost cutting measures, you know, they've not built an athlete's village like you would normally see at previous games. So, you know, it's using hotels. So it's, you've got to think about how you're going to transport things from hotels to venues, et cetera, and all that. But like I say, when you've got quite a good support team around you of the overall Games Association, it's you know, I'm quite confident all that sort of thing will fall into place.
Just a couple more questions first off, and this is not to put any sort of undue pressure on the riders or yourself, but as you've pointed out already, the Isle of Man has a very high standing in cycling, courtesy of certain individuals and certain groups, teams over the years, if you want to call it that. But, you know, in what is going to be a very competitive track cycling field, it must be said, Matthew Bostock and Ben Swift coming into this, what would it mean to you if they were to find themselves among the medals out there? Both of them, as we've already talked about, they've got good track experience already.
Yeah, I think the thing to say about that is, you know, when we talk about expectation and what is and isn't possible, I think it's, you know, we should be confident in saying that we know that, you know, they have the potential to medal, and they shouldn't be scared to say that. And I don't think they are scared to say that, but what how, you know, elite performers work is, you know, they will generally try and focus on that process of how to get there. Will it mean a lot? Of course it means a lot. You know, we're a nation of 85,000 people, and certainly from a track cycling point of view at the Commonwealth Games, it is world level, you know. So let's not be under any illusions in terms of expectation. Yeah, let's be hopeful that, you know, and be confident that we can, you know, I certainly think with Matt and Ben, they can be competitive. What that looks like at the end, we'll have to wait and see. But I think in terms of, you know, I can't speak for the athletes, but I would view it as, you know, of course, I would never expect anything other than them to be as the professionals that they are in terms of how they prepare, how they've trained, you know, and how they've thought about the process. Absolute confidence in that, and we'll take whatever comes out of that, because as we know, you know, a lot can change. You know, it only takes one crash, one untimely mechanical, and things change, don't they? But I think it would, I think I would say that, and we said it after Mark Christian won a medal a long time ago on the track, you know, at that time, unbelievable achievement from the point of view that we don't actually, although we're sat at the NSC Mark Cavendish Raceway, we don't have a purpose-built race, you know, a cycling facility. Now, whether that's a closed road environment, which this is, but it's not purpose-built for cycling, we don't have a velodrome. So to achieve what Mark Christian did and subsequently what we have done is frankly unbelievable, really. So I would say it'd mean a lot.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.